Stress is the spice of life in moderation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Stress is the spice of life in moderation. We all would like to cut stress out of our life. We'd like to get rid of stress because we feel that stress is so contrary to harmonious actions of our body and our mind and our affairs that we'd like to dispose of it. We'd like to have no stress at all in our life. Well, the world isn't figured on that basis. For every action, there's a reaction. For every cause, there's an effect. And the design of humanity, the design of life, the design of the world, the way we have it, is a matter of a design that stress plays a very important part. Stress does not mean uncontrolled responses emotionally and physically to life's programs. It means controlled responses. It means the moderation of action and reaction. Once we understand that stress is not bad, then we can take it out of that arena of evil and put it into the beneficial area where we can have it be useful to us and helpful to us in conducting our life and controlling our world and in leading us to where we'd like to go. Now, how can we have stress as a spice of life in our world as a useful tool, but yet have it in moderation? Well, we might say people like to tell jokes with punchlines that are contrary to what you would expect them to be. And this makes a little bit of stress. You say, well, that's not so bad. And we like to tantalize people by saying, did you know what I saw? And we didn't really see anything at all, but we just wanted to see if we can get them stressed, if we can get them tuned up and to get them out of balance. And this happens more often than not, because all of the attitudes and visions that we have in life are based on stress. Stress. You look at a car that is going to hit a tree, and you say, oh, your whole body tightens up, all your glands tighten up, and all your nerves ending tighten up, and you put yourself completely out of right action. But if you look at a car about to hit a tree, and you say, all is in divine order, take a deep breath, let it all out, all is in divine order, you say, that's Pollyanna, that's not facing facts, that's not being realistic. Oh, yes, it is. You're dealing with the power of the universe. All is in divine order. You're dealing with the thought and of cause and effect that brings about the reaction and action of all things that take place. And if we do not take this thought, make this thought, make this decision, speak this word, and think these thoughts, then we will have different reactions. Now, if you are facing the opposite direction and an incident takes place and you are unaware of it except you hear a bang and you say, oh my God, a crash. And instead of doing that, if you hear a bang, you'd say, gee, big noise, I wonder what that is. Can't be anything important. And you turn around and it's nothing important. Someone was just testing their new drums, you know. But the stress makes us strain. Many prayer treatments are under stress because people expect something outside of themselves to make something happen. And you're still, oh, God help me, oh, Jesus help me, oh, yeah. And we pray to this outward effect, and we're told by the great teachers and the teacher Jesus himself, go within. Go within to the divine. Go within to God. Go within and let the divine reveal it to you. And speak your word and claim your good, and it is done unto you. You don't have to go searching around and wishing and praying, hopefully, that someone will hear your prayer and act upon it. You know, the Pharisees were speaking from the street corners in Jesus' time. And the people heard them speak and heard them pray for everything under the sun. And Jesus had a word for it. He said, they already have their reward. They have the reward of the people hearing them and responding to what they're saying. Now, we want more of a response than just people responding to what we're saying. We want the fulfillment of our dreams, the fulfillment of the joy and the harmony and the right action in our life. We want everything that's good and beautiful to be ours. And the only way that we can have everything that is good and beautiful be ours is when we take control of the stress. We take control of the action that has brought it to our attention. Now, the doctor will take a person and will slap them and then give them a shot, and they don't even feel the shot. But they feel the slap, and the slap really doesn't hurt, and the shot really doesn't hurt. But the fright of the shot makes them feel tense and makes them feel uneasy about everything. But the slap, you're irritated at the doctor for slapping. Why did you do that? And then he shoots you, and you don't even feel it. You don't even know it. When are you going to give me the shot? Oh, it's already done. You already had it. Oh my gosh! You know. And so the tension has been given to us and shared around. And the doctors are great mind psychologists. Body psychologists. They know how to work with us. They know how to keep our tension level low, but our stress level low to the point that it's beneficial to us. Are you able to be beneficial with your stress level at all times? Can you keep it in moderation? Can you always recognize that every word you speak and every thought you think sort of leaves an impression, leaves a stress level on you, leaves a tension attitude in your world? And you want to be in charge, and you want to be totally in charge, so that you are untouched or touched as you wish to be. They say about little children, I was talking to a nurse today, and she was telling me, it's amazing how little children do not feel pain. And I thought, well, my gosh, they certainly should feel pain. Well, she said, no, they don't really feel pain, because they are frightened about something. They might fall down, oh, I hurt myself, and get a little kiss and it's over. There's no pain. We really don't feel pain. The pain is in our attitude toward what is happening, in our stress over what is happening. And the stress makes it so terrible. And I was with one of our students, and she had fallen down and hurt her knee. And so the knee started to swell. And the doctor said, well, now, we can leave it alone, and the swelling will go down in a few days, but it'll be very painful while it's going down. Or we can take out the fluid that's building up in there so that you don't have any problem with that, and it'll just heal up quickly and naturally without the swelling. And the lady says, oh, by all means, do that. And so he did it. And he took this needle as big as your finger, you know, and stuck it in there and began withdrawing the fluid. Well, it was painful. And here she is, an adult person, feeling all that pain, but the pain was really watching the fluid come out and go in the syringe, and that was the painful thing. That was a stressful thing. That was a tension thing. It made her feel very unhappy. And so I was sitting with her, talking to her while she's having this done, and I said, now, see this over here? And I drew her attention to something that was over there, just some diversion. And she looked over, and I said, now, see how that works? Now, you see, when you do this, that goes up, and when you do this, that goes down. And look at over here, there's another, they have two, why, I wonder what they do with all these things here. And the doctor heard me speaking, and he said, oh, those are for lifting the bed up and lifting it down and so forth, so we can do this and that. And then, in a few moments, he said to her, there we are, all done. And she had taken her attention away, her stress away, and she was looking entirely into a different attitude and thought, and he pulled out his needle, and he took away the gadgets, and put a bandage on, and she says, all done, perfect like new. And she said, gee, that really didn't hurt. But it hurt while she looked. It hurt while the tension was there. It hurt while the stress was there. And this stress and this tension and this hurt is what we self-create, and we can uncreate it. And as our nurse said, little children don't feel pain. And perhaps even adults don't. But we know that there are certain pain sensors in our body that will help us to feel pain in a very real way. And what it is, it doesn't a matter of feeling so much as it's a matter of it's sending the pain sensation from wherever it is to our brain. And our brain interprets it as pain, and the stress level rises because of it. Whereas if we could be told, or if we could think about it as being a happy experience, oh boy, didn't that feel good? My goodness, it feels like someone is just gently touching my leg and saying, it's a nice leg, you have a good leg. And you see, when that attitude comes in there, the stress and the tension all come down almost to zero, and what might have been real pain moments before now is nothing but a happy feeling about yourself. Sounds strange, outrageous, cruel. It sounds very different, but it's the way it works. And it's the way it works for each one of us, and it's the way it will always work. We are in charge of ourselves. We are in charge of our world. We are in charge of the stresses that we have. And stress is the spice of life in moderation. It makes us get excited. It makes us feel tension. It makes us feel all sorts of things. And the low level, you go to a race, or you go to a basketball game, or you go to a soccer game, you go to football, you go to tennis, you go to any of the sports, and the crowd gets so excited, go, 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 and they're so excited, and they're shouting, and they're screaming their heads off, and they love it. Now that is a heavy-duty stress and a heavy-duty tension, but it is a tension of a positive kind because they know that it's good. And even when they are at races and they know that cars might flip over and burn or might have a problem, the anticipation of the possibility of these things is a great tension, and it is something that causes a great deal of interest. Now, we'll call that for today. So we've got this old telephone ringing here, but life is like that, and it goes on, and we go on. So think about these things. Stress is the spice of life in moderation, and we choose it always to be in moderation. How about that? Are you ready for that? I am. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.